And now West Georgia's first news for this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Schools Board of Education this week will have the opportunity to adopt a tentative millage rate for fiscal year 2025 that is 0.741 mils or 4.56% less than the 2024 rate. The current rate is an even 17 mils, while the calculated rollback rate is 16.259 mils. The rollback rate is based on a significant increase in the county's 2024 tax digest. According to the school district's financial department, the preliminary tax digest for 2024 totals $3.9 billion, which is a $339.4 million increase, of which $168 million is attributed to reassessments, 49.5% of the increase, and $171.4 million is attributed to growth. The school board will discuss the impact of maintaining and rolling back the millage rate on the school system during Monday's work session before approving a tentative millage rate on Thursday. A Whitesburg man recently released from prison after serving time for a drug-related conviction is back behind bars in Carroll County after the local aggressive criminal enforcement unit confirmed intel that he was back to selling drugs locally. After being released from prison, investigator Kyle Marshall says Eric Renesco Johnson was charged last month with possession of cocaine and crack cocaine. He was released on bond, but last week Marshall and Carroll County Deputy Jeff Addison made contact with Johnson again, the suspect fleeing from the officers north of Carrollton on Highway 61. Attempting to escape authorities, Johnson's vehicle rolled over on a Holly Tree Drive property. Investigators recovered approximately 10 ounces of methamphetamine, 6 ounces of marijuana, an ounce of cocaine, and an ounce of crack, Marshall noting the latter was a significant amount of crack to recover. Johnson now faces 3 additional charges of trafficking and 1 of fleeing from police. Each trafficking charge carries a minimum of 10 years if convicted. And Carrollton city officials excited to announce another food franchise coming to the city. City officials last week confirming that Buffalo Wild Wings will soon take over the former O'Charlie's restaurant building on Highway 27. The company is already seeking employees. On a recent WLBB Community Voice program, city manager David Brooks shared the latest on how close the Whataburger restaurants is opening in the Publix shopping center.
They've been turning in their designs and getting approvals from our community development, our engineering department. So they're still moving forward with it. You know, there's a lot of people excited about the Whataburger, and there's a lot of questions about the traffic and congestion out there at this, in an already congested area. So, you know, we're going to have our challenges with it, but we're excited to have another franchise in our city.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Brooks is archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington, reporting.